the best kept secret. Every Monday we play independent and unsigned artists to show love to everyone on the come up. If you're interested in getting your music spin, go to excitementradio.com to submit your music. Make sure to tune in from 7 to 9 p.m. every Monday on excitementradio.com.
Yes, I'm the best kept secret. I'm the best kept secret.
Yeah, yeah, 1, 2, 1, 2. Yeah, yeah, 1, 2. That's right, that's right. We are live, baby. We are live. We are live right now at excitementradio.com. Best kept secret, Ben Hop. That's how we do. Special guests in the building. Hold on, I gotta give a round of applause once again. There you go. To our special guests in the building, we're gonna chop it up. I got a bunch of people in the building that's, you know, they doing their thing, but we're gonna definitely chop it up with my brother right here. First of all, I wanna applaud you, Nick Lavelle. What's going on, my brother?
What's up with you? How you feeling?
I'm good. I'm good. What's going on? You looking like money already, bro.
Oh, shoot. You got to look like it to get it. Got that?
Yeah, that's good. That's good. And I got a, you got a brother next to you. Who's this brother that's also looking like money? Who's this brother next to you?
You know the game.
It's DJ Slick Rick.
Hold on. Let me make sure I got your mic on, Slick. Hold on. Go ahead. Say something now.
It's DJ Slick Rick.
There you go. There you go. Oh, man. So I see y'all in the building. I see y'all doing y'all thing. And we got another a big name DJ in the building over there.
Yes, sir.
Down. Say something real quick to them, man. If you want to sit down, sit down on there.
No, I'm on it, man. Fatboy Rama's in the building. You know how we do it, man. QC DJ, City Girls DJ.
Yes.
You know how we do it, man. Dade County Zone. I'm home. I'm home, baby.
There you go. You know? There you go. Yes. There you go. Big, yes. Big time. I'm telling you, man. I just want to say thank you so much for coming through. We're going to chop it up with you guys because I know you got some music. We're going to hear you. But before we even get into that, give me some background on you. Like, tell me your background, your story. Like, you know, what got you to where you at now?
Yeah. I'm from Detroit, Michigan.
Okay.
You know, born and raised.
Uh-huh.
You know, went to college in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be a party promoter.
Okay.
Started off doing parties and events in college, and then eventually I started throwing concerts and things like that. So I was booking a lot of the DJs around the state of Michigan, mm-hmm. west side of the Michigan, Chicago area,
mm-hmm.
and bringing them to my college to do, you know, the events. And correct. Eventually I ended up just doing music on some playful stuff. And
for real?
Yeah, it started picking up a little bit. And as it picked up, I was just like, you know what? Let me get these, and you know, get these DJs to be spinning my records and stuff like that.
So wait a minute. That wasn't even like the goal in the beginning.
It was graduate. It was always being an entrepreneur. That was
always my thing.
My own business,
okay. mm-hmm.
throwing events, and mm-hmm. just, you know, growing as an individual. But music was never the focal point. Mm. Entertainment was. I wanted to rap, but it wasn't like I didn't want to do a series. But I always mm-hmm. wanted to do entertainment, wanted to do movies, wanted to do TV shows, okay. and stuff like that. So
you look like an actor. You look like you're definitely not.
No, actually, look. I'm actually, we're getting ready to start filming a movie.
Okay.
So I'm working on that now. That's like my very first acting gig. So it's exciting.
You look like it. So you're going to look good on the screen.
Appreciate it, man.
Okay, so all of a sudden you just stumble on this. Now, let me ask you, did like the people around you, did they say to you like, yo, Nick, you sound good, man. You should rap. Or was it just something that you just...
It was like mixed emotions because I tried rapping and singing. Well, I tried singing.
Right.
And it was like, all right, it is what it is. I tried rapping, then it was what it was. Then uh-huh. I tried doing singing. Eventually, when I put out the singing records, the uh-huh. R&B records, people actually started liking them.
Okay.
And it was like, all right, cool. So let's go somewhere. And I just kept trying to put a record out here and there just to keep testing the waters. And people uh-huh. really were gravitating towards it. And I was already a popular individual in college,
okay,
so
okay.
it was like it was easier for me to get the stuff around, and it was easy for people to let me know up front whether it was good or not.
Okay.
So I did have people that thought my music was terrible.
Did you take that constructive criticism? Were you the type that say, fuck you, nah, fuck this shit, nah, or you was like, all right, yo, I'm good with that? Like,
No. Me, I handle criticism well because at the end of the day,
okay.
At the end of the day, bottom line is everybody not gonna like your music. Everybody not gonna like you as a person.
Ah.
So you gotta understand that. That's number
yes,
one.
Yes.
Number
yes.
two, you have to figure out, okay,
mm-hmm.
the people that do like your music, let's find more people that's like them.
Okay.
And figure out how we can create a fan base out of that. And
right.
I start focusing on that. But coming up in a music independent, it is so stressful because you think you deserve this and that, and you don't deserve nothing. You ain't did nothing. So we out here trying. You think you should be getting paid for shows. You think everybody's supposed to come and see you and support
and
you.
And support you and buy your shit.
It's not how the game works.
And you said something very important. I think a lot of independent artists that are working in the game now should understand that you got to create that fan base. Because whatever you make, like you said, you're not gonna please everybody.
No.
So you got to find the people who like what you do.
And then you find the people that like similar things that they like.
Exactly.
So if you bring a girl out to a show, you say, I'm going to give you a free ticket to a show, she's going to bring a friend because she don't want to go by herself.
Okay.
Now she bringing that friend to the show, and her friend gets to see you. Now
her friend fine, too.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
And they looking at you like, they're looking at, okay, we both like his music. Now you got two or three friends. So, you know, it's all
like a party already, but go ahead.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right. So that's good. Did you have, like, any musical influences? I know you said you didn't, like, that wasn't the main goal, but who were you listening to, like, coming up? Like,
man, it's so crazy. Like, and I'm not saying this because I'm here, but the R&B artists that I listened to a lot, even in high school, outside of, like, Chris Brown, Trey Songz, was, like, Pleasure P.
Okay.
Who else it would be? Because he was somebody that I listened to a lot.
Right.
Because I guess at the time when I was in high school, he was really deep into his independent, his solo thing.
Right.
And I just was a fan of it. Him, Lloyd, who else I listened to?
These now, you know you're making me feel old, but go ahead, man.
But these are guys that I was listening to. Because the thing is, it's like, I like what I like. Like,
no, but that's hot, though.
Yeah, my influences now have changed because now I understand how music is. I understand the composition behind it and the structure. And I look at who structures songs better and who makes records. And I also look at who writes songs.
Okay. That's true.
But my parents, my mother, she was a singer. She sang a lot. And my grandmother sang. So there was some type of musical background.
Okay.
But, you know.
Were they in the church?
They were.
Okay.
Yep. I actually grew up in a church.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That's, I don't know how I end up like this. I don't know how I made it here.
I hear you. I hear you. that's funny. Okay, so doing the music, and I wanted to ask you this, writing. Everything you do is yourself. You write, you do everything like...
No. I'll be
how does it? How does it work with you?
With me, it was always... Originally, only write my own stuff. But
okay.
What you got to understand is no matter, even if you do everything by yourself, you still won't get as far as you could with a team.
Okay.
So I looked at it from a perspective like, well, all right, I can open up this lane for people to help me. He's actually one of my songwriters here. You know what I mean? And
my man,
you know,
right here?
Yeah, definitely.
There you go.
Jamar, yeah, he's a dope songwriter.
Okay.
Music, composer, and helps me in the studio even with structuring of the music. So... You don't know your true element with music until you start allowing people to come in and putting their input.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing at all.
That's actually a good thing.
Yeah, because the thing is, it takes a village. Just like it takes a village to raise a family, it takes a village to get into this music industry.
100%.
Yes. How y'all two got hooked up?
Well, which one? Me and DJ Slick?
Yeah, Slick.
I'm going to let Slick tell you because, you know, Slick he always he
talk to me, brother.
We actually tapped in first on a business move.
Okay.
Like you see, Nick's very involved in, you know, a lot of business ventures and stuff. So, like, when we both tapped in on a money play, it was like, it just made sense.
Okay.
At the time, you know what I'm saying?
Can we talk about what kind of business it was? Or it was like...
The concerts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because the way you making it sound like...
No, we were moving no back. And
I thought I
ain't it was no bad. But yeah, we started...
I was asking, I don't know.
We started throwing in on parties and
okay. This was, is in Detroit, right?
In Michigan.
Okay.
Yeah, all over the state.
Okay.
And then you know, saying went from there. I was a DJ. I was doing clubs. You know, what I'm saying, had a really good buzz in the state of Michigan going. You know, what I'm saying, he was an artist that was going crazy. So we're like, let's tap in, let's get it together, and it just took off from there.
I like that. That's how you gotta do it too,
man. And then it was just like I met somebody who really truly. The day I met him, he was like, "You a dope DJ. When I get done with you, I'm going to make you the coldest DJ on the planet."
You know what? I think a lot of artists...
And to this day, I still hold him to that. What you thought, you know what I'm saying?
No, but I'm glad you said that because I think a lot of new artists don't understand that the DJ is definitely a pivotal part of what goes down because, like you said, the DJs are the ones that are in the trenches. They the ones that are in the clubs, whether it be the hole in the wall, whether it be the strip club, whether it be the major ones. They the ones that's in there. And like I said, if they if you kind of connect with them, you know, it makes life easier because. And I know Rhyma. I know Rhyma could contest to this. Like, if a motherfucker come to you, you don't know them, and they trying to give you some shit, you're like, well, who this nigga? I don't know you. Right. But if y'all made some kind of connection, then you know what I'm saying? Right?
Same way.
Right.
Same
right.
Way.
Yep.
It's crazy. The same way.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you make a connection, and if you want to say something.
No, but because you said that, so that's like, same with him. Like, shit, we from two different worlds, but when I met him, everything was all genuine, and I meet him on some city girl business, and then it just kept going. So like, damn, okay, I come that way, I see him, then I was like, shit, all right, help me promote my music. All right, well, you going to Miami, come with him to goddamn go
okay,
that.
Okay, there you
but
go.
It was always that, you know what I'm saying? So I like that.
Because that's what I'm saying, and that's what I'm saying. He built a relationship with you.
Yes.
And it wasn't like all of a sudden he just came out of nowhere trying to reach.
Nah.
That's what I'm trying to say. That's what I'm talking about.
And I think relationships
are very important.
They are important, if not the most important thing, because a relationship can take you further than what money can. Because that's something that I had to learn the hard way. Because if you start with money, you leave with money, they're going to milk your ass. And then the thing is, you just got to pray that all the money you throw into this business, you get that hit record to where now, hey, cool. Now I'm making enough money to where it don't matter that I'm taking care of DJs and taking care of, you know, X, Y, and Z.
Right.
Bottom line is you want to make sure you got them relationships. You want to make sure a person respect you as a man.
Of course.
Like, if you respect me as a man, I can live with that. Because, like I said, I don't run around here with no 100 people deep. You know what I'm saying? We ain't got no heavy security. We really just, like, you know, we still making it. And we still coming up. You know what I mean? We still got to go home to our families, too.
Let's do this. I got a couple of songs I'm going to play. Let's play one of the joints so people can kind of hear a little something that you do. And I got a question for you after that about, you know, the money.
Let's get it.
But well, we're going to keep the main one for last. But out of the songs, which one you want me to blast off? Like,
let's go. Whose girl?
Whose girl?
Yeah.
Now hold on. Hold on. Who came up with that song titled "Whose Girl"? Like,
that was all.
Y'all were fighting over some fine. Like, was it a fine chick that came in the picture? Like,
man, it was a
whose girl?
Lois.
Who was it?
No, man. We're both married men.
Oh, okay. Yeah. There you go.
Oh, well.
Correct answer. Thank you. Correct answer. Because you know the wives, they listening right now.
Oh, yeah.
You know that. But okay. So go ahead and introduce this. Let's blast this off, man. It's the first joint.
Okay. It's Who's Girls, DJ Slickrick featuring Nick Lavelle, compilation album, R&B Ain't Dead.
All right. Let's do it. Let's be right back. Let's go.
Check this out.
Yo, it's DJ Slick Rick, and I ain't never been played by no girl. I'ma tell you the real. I'm rocking with Nick Lavelle. Let's go.
I don't really care what they be saying. Tell me, is it true or is it playing? I just gotta know right now. Cause it can't be you. Fucking with my dog. With my dog. It's amazing, you're creeping on the low.
Fucking
on the low. Don't tell me, was it worth it? Is you really on him? Do you like the way he hit it? Is he really yours? My thing is, why can't you be honest? Tell me what it is and what his promise is. Say it ain't so. Fucking with my dog. Fucking with my dog. Fucking with my dog. Is it true or is it you? Fucking with my dog.
What's good, nigga?
Tell me about this girl.
Huh?
Tell me how she came up in your mind.
Which one?
You know the thick brown skin with the devils on the side.
You talking about shorty who texted down? Damn.
I can't believe this damn girl. Right now, 'cause it can't be you. Fucking with my dog. Fucking with my dog.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nick Lavelle, DJ Slick Rick. I hear y'all, man. Oh, man. Y'all doing it for the ladies, huh? Let me ask y'all. Do y'all feel like when y'all? Let me ask you. You've been doing like some performances and stuff like that on stage. Like how do women? I'm saying they greeting you when they see you on stage, or you know, like what's going on when you doing that show appearance?
It varies depending on the market.
Okay.
If it's a market that I've been to already, mm-hmm. and I have a lot of fans there already, then obviously it'll be a little bit more turnt. Uh-huh. Or I guess a little bit more, a lot of more crowd participation. The best is when I don't know anyone. No one's ever seen me.
Right.
And now, this is your first time seeing me. Uh-huh. So now it's like, hey, it's me versus you. Now I got it. My goal is to make you love, fall in love with me on this stage.
To remember you.
So you got to remember. Right. You got to figure me out. So my shows, they differ depending mm-hmm. on, like I said, depending on the situation, depending on how long my set is,
uh-huh.
Depending on the type of, you know, crowd. Because if it's kids, then I obviously can't go too crazy.
Got you.
And then if it's a older, more mature crowd, uh-huh, I can't uh-huh. go too crazy. So I have to just find that balance. But
do you have, like, dances? Like, you do, like, the
no,
whole?
No, I don't have the dances. I'm open to it, though. Like,
okay.
Probably next tour, I'm going to do the dancers just because... Dancers do add a different element to the show.
Got you.
What I've seen on my own, I've dominated shows by myself.
Okay, that's good.
So it's like, you know, if it ain't broke. No,
listen. I always say that a lot of artists, they don't understand that. It don't matter if it's 10 people in the crowd or 5,000 people in the crowd, you give it 100%. So
always.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's how you always better your craft. Because to me, I call it like, it's like you like that boxer in that boxing ring, man. Like you sparring. Like, you know, when a boxer, before they go and fight, the main fight, they spar a lot to get their, you know, energy, their stamina up. Right. So same thing with stage. You got to get that breath control. You don't want to sound like you damn losing it. Breath while you running. Like,
no, and, we had some moments like that. So I definitely know. Like, and that's why no matter how big or small the show, I'm going to give the same energy.
Nice.
And I cater to that crowd. But no, yeah, the ladies, they definitely, they're very, very well receptive to like my shows, especially when I take it to like the next level.
That's
man.
Good.
Crazy.
So. That's good. Who does the production? Like, I hear the production right there. Like, who you working with? Like, are you working with certain producers?
I'm working with a bunch of different ones.
Okay.
But it's crazy because we, like, even with, yeah, just the engineers, the mix engineers, uh-huh. We kind of work with a couple cats out of Detroit and out of Atlanta.
Okay.
Actually, like, surprised I got some cats overseas.
Nice.
It's dope. It's really dope, man. But when it comes to production, like, I'm getting beats and records from people from all over the country all the time.
And like I said, you said your boy right here helps mm-hmm. you write. Are y'all writing to the track, or you already have some already done and you trying to find the track for it? Like, how y'all, what's the process?
Both. A lot of times, just my process is getting, obviously, the records, getting the beats. And sometimes I send them to him, and mm-hmm. he's already coming up with ideas, and then I come with an idea, and we just come together. So when you get in the studio and put it together,
mm-hmm.
now everybody's going in there, giving their idea, and then we're just kind of like breaking it down to it. Because I'm not ever in a situation where I'm so hung up on what I said.
Right.
I like to hear what I actually like other people's music because I'd be like, cool, if I take your song, I'll sing it this way and make it more my vibe.
Nice.
So it works, definitely. And like I said, everybody around me, as far as the team,
mm-hmm.
everybody got such great ear for music. Because, I mean, you got a DJ who's playing music all the time, so he knows what works in the club. He knows what records work. And how to get records in and out and what will blend well with certain records. So
there you go.
That's a great asset to have. So, I mean, like I said, the team, make sure we put out some good stuff.
That's good. Who would you like to work with? Anybody? That's whether it be big, small, local.
I think who I really want to work with. Like, I want to work with Chris Brown.
Oh,
I feel like I want to get one with him.
There you go, boy.
I got to get one with Drake.
Oh, there you go, baby.
I got to go for the juggler.
There you go.
Man,
you about to, hey, when you shoot for the stars.
Yeah, because I think, like, I know, like, a lot of times my music is obviously, you know, I want to say look up, but for musical purposes, definitely look to Drake and Breezy for
you're talking
for those.
Two big names now.
Yeah.
Come on now. That names that if you do a song with just either one, your life has changed.
100%.
100%.
100%.
That's fact.
So that's good. But you know what? Speaking it into existence and it's gonna happen. Like, keep talking. Like, you never know. You know what I'm saying? So that's hot. As far as producers wise, like, that's artists as far as producers.
Yeah, so producers, that's a couple guys. I definitely want to get with OG Parker. I think he's really, like, dope, you know what I'm saying? I think London on the Track, DJ Mustard.
Okay.
And then like, on like, legend-type vibes, I want to rock with either, you know, Dre or Timberland. I think I could really, really cook some crazy stuff up.
Woo, yeah, bro. That'd be some fire. That'd be some fire, right? What you saw in this brother when you met him?
Man, performer, man.
What you saw?
The first show we did, that's when I knew he was in his own lane.
Okay.
He had a thing called a Nick Lavelle Experience.
And so the experience?
Yeah, he used to be telling you, man, this Nick Lavelle Experience be crazy. I'm like, okay. So we had...
that's not like a ride.
Man, it was crazy.
It is.
So we was in Cleveland on a Jacquees tour date. And you know what I'm saying? It was time. You know, we rehearsed. We got it together. And, like, you know, rehearsal was different. But when we got it live in front of a sold-out crowd. And I just see, you know what I'm saying? He, like, you know, the song dropped. He bring a lady on the stage, and I see the whole arena just erupt. Like, erupt. And he just putting on a show. He doing backflips, cartwheels.
For real?
Diving head first, standing on the head, standing between the girl legs on his head. I say, yo, this guy is a freak. I said,
freak monster.
I said, yo. And just seeing the reaction, like, I haven't seen a reaction like that since, like, the 90s. Like, like, you know, just giving that new... You know what I'm saying? That old school vibe. You don't see that no more in R&B.
When he did that,
I was like, oh yeah, this. That's.
I think what's missing is the like you say the stage performance, like the actual showmanship of what you're doing, and because you did that, it make because it's anybody could just get on stage and hold a mic and just start singing or rapping. That shit get boring after a while. So you got to add some to it. And like if you adding all of that, you know, it just takes. You to another level. So when you saw that, you was like,
He ready.
He ready?
Yeah, he ready. Like, it was just crazy. Like,
so we going to do that in the office? That's what we going to do?
Oh, hell
no. You bring a lady back here. You might love you. You lying with his head.
Okay, so you saw that in him. And then after that, you know, it just was like history after that. Where do y'all see yourselves, let's say, like, a year and a half, 2 years down the line. Like, how do y'all see yourselves?
Honestly, I think we're going to... I mean, I believe that God's going to take us to the next level.
That's great.
Yeah, and that's just what it is. And it may not even be... Like, we may not be at the top of the game, top of the food chain
in rap or
music, but just entertainment. Our lives will be better. We will be in a better financial position because of... All the fan, like how our fan base will grow, and how we'll be able to utilize that to generate business and bring in revenue for that. And then, you know, I'm looking at, you know, big records, you know what I'm saying, awards, doing stuff like that, movies, more, you know, something, maybe a sitcom, something.
Damn.
You know what I mean? Just want to expand it.
I'm going to get your autograph before you leave, dog. You know what I'm saying? So let's do this. Let's get that second song in, man. The other one now, before we do the main one, let's do this other one. This one is called the one with the Pleasure P, right?
Yes, sir.
Let's do that. Now, how did that come about? That's Talk to me about that before we get into that.
See, back when I was in college, I said I put a show together with me, Pleasure, and Lloyd.
Okay.
And I had built a relationship with Pleasure over the years.
Okay.
And then I had ran into him a couple times in Atlanta. And we just kept building a relationship. And then when I went on the Millennium Tour, it was like, it was crazy.
So at the time, hold on. Let me understand this. So before that, you was like a promoter. You wasn't an artist then.
Yeah, I was a promoter.
Right. So that's how you connected with them.
That's how I connected with a lot of artists.
Okay.
Because I booked them.
And now you going to Pleasure talking about, hey, I'm going to do a song.
Yeah.
Okay, so what happened?
And he didn't even charge me for the record at all. He actually I sent him the song. And I sent it to him and I sent it to Tank. Tank was like, he's gonna do it too. So I was like, oh shit, I'm about to get two of them. That'd be nuts.
Damn.
But he sent me his shit like right back, like the next day. Like,
okay.
He in the studio working. He just said, huh, here you go, this boy rock. And it was a dope record. I was so excited because I just like, I never had a person of his stature give me a record. You know what I'm saying?
What I'm saying is, when you reached out to him about the music, was it to him? I'm saying his reaction, was it like, you a promoter. You doing music now? Or
well, the thing is, he understood.
Okay.
He understood what I was doing because I explained to him.
Okay, there you go.
I said, this is what I am. I'm an artist. But I throw events. I throw shows. I put myself on shows with artists.
I got it.
I book them. And,
there you go.
And now I get that fan base. I use you guys for the fan base. I pay you what you ask for. And then, shoot, I make my money on the back end. And I put the promotion and marketing behind it. And we all win.
There you go.
And a lot of people respected that. Like,
no, it makes a lot of sense, though. Yeah. It makes a lot of sense. And it actually, yeah, it actually works. It makes a lot of sense. So let's do this. Let's blast it off. Go ahead and introduce it.
Yo, this your boy Nick LaVille. This is an unreleased record, so y'all getting some unreleased music. It's called Want That featuring Pleasure P. All
right, let's do it. Be right back. Let's go.
Baby, what you wanna do? I know you really want it. So baby, lose your attitude. You know I want you. Every time should I get around me, she be wanting it. Every time should I get around me, she be wanting it. Every time should I get around me, she be wanting it. Should they get around? Remix, babe. Oh, my. Shawty said she came here just to save me. Know we getting started, but she can't leave. Know I'm feeling for you, baby. Won't you put it on me? Yeah. Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk how I met you in a club. Worry about us all. Trying to show you love. Baby, you know that I got it. You get in your way. Girl, I want you to stay. I just wanna know one thing. I just wanna know the space. I just wanna know if you mind. It's 5 in the morning. It's 5 in the morning. Girl, I know I'm in your bed. So baby, what you wanna do?
If you want it, baby girl, you gotta get it up. So back it up on me like a dump truck. Make you put your face in a pillow. I'ma slap that ass every time I see it jiggle. Cause that's what it's made for. That's what it's made for. No, I come to Netflix and sleep. I came to beep, 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 beep. You know I'm a freak. Got your pussy dripping, leaking like it's water. Let's go half on the sun or a daughter. Shoot the club up, already shot up. Hit positions you ain't never even thought of. Hit the blunt and I'm right back in it. You can finish first, but you gotta let me finish. When we can keep going all night. Cause it's 5 in the morning.
It's 5 in the morning.
It's 5 in the morning.
Girl, I know and I'm in your bed. So baby, what you wanna do?
That's right. Nick LaVille featuring Pleasure P. Want That. Let's go. Oh, yeah, yeah. I like this. I like this. I like this. Come on. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Round of applause. Oh, man. Round of applause for that one, my brother. I could hear, like you said, I could hear Tank on this joint, too. Like, I could hear how... You know, he could have did something on it too, man. Let me ask you a question though. Do you feel like with the way the music is now, like, you know, because, you know, you got certain big name, like, artists that actually kind of fit in this R&B category. Like you said, the Chris Browns, like the certain ones. Do you feel like doing the R&B, you're going to have like an equal shot in it? Because, you know, nowadays a lot of music is kind of like rap and trap heavy. Mm-hmm. How do you feel like you kind of fit in this equation?
Well, I mean, like, because I rap and sing, so both. Okay. So I try to keep, you know, the blend. Uh-huh. I like just doing both. It's just fun. I like whatever the record. I look at the record and I see what makes sense for the
right.
record.
Okay.
Is it a rap vibe or is it a singer vibe? Can I rap and sing? Can uh-huh. I make them, like, it's just, you know, how I like to make the music. And sometimes I don't even like to classify myself as a R&B singer
right,
or
right.
rapper. Okay. I just always go with trap R&B okay. or an artist.
Just an artist.
But, yeah, but. It's all going to depend on, like, my hustle. Because I feel like,
okay,
depending on how hard you grind for anything, right, right. You're going to force your way in there. Mm. So there's going to always be room for you if that's what's meant to happen. So,
all right. So
I'm going to fit in regardless. Because that's just, go. Like, my... Well, I'm going to stand out regardless.
There you go.
I'm going to stand out so much that it's going to eventually feel like I'm fitting in.
There you go. Okay. Yeah. Because, you know what I'm saying? You know, with the music... I feel like the music industry now. Hold on. I feel like the music industry now is, you know, is really saturated with, like, only when you're listening to, like, regular radio and shit. It's like saturated with, like, the same 10 artists and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying?
They murdering the PD.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, yo. There's a lot more music out there. I think, and as a DJ, and I know all the DJs in the building could contest to this that. I feel like, you know, back in the days, like DJs would play music, new music. Like, we would love to play new music.
100%.
And people would actually, like, listen to it. It's like I'll give you an example. Like, if you play a new song back in the days, you know, people would actually kind of, like, listen to it and vibe to it or whatever. It wouldn't clear the dance floor. But right now, if you DJ now yeah. and you play a new song,
yeah,
it's gonna clear the dance floor because nobody knows it. They're gonna be like, well, I don't know who the fuck this is, and they just gonna walk to the bar and the whole. That's why a lot of DJs don't like to play new music because mm-hmm. they, especially if they creating a vibe in the club, you know what I'm saying? And then they play some, and then it's like, but it could be something good. It's just that people don't know it.
Yeah,
they're not familiar with it because they hear the same 10 records on fucking radio. Shout out to DJ Khaled, that's my brother, but. If you only hear Khaled, or if you only hear Drake, or if you only hear Justin Bieber, whatever the fuck, that's all you know.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you're right. That's why I need the DJs, and if you're listening.
There you go.
The ones that's not scared to break a record, that's there not scared to disrupt the vibe or create new vibes. Because at some point, some DJs got to look at it and be like, all right, cool. I actually like this record. I'm going to help break this record.
Ah,
I'm going to help take this to the next level and yes. do what I can. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to DJ Rhymer. You know what I'm saying? Because he didn't have to do none of this stuff.
Yes.
You know what I mean? The fact that he did take a chance, you know, it just goes to show that, you know, there are some DJs I heard that's willing to.
Well, Rhymer is from the school. He not doing this. Like, he ain't just started this. I think when you're dealing with, like, some new cats,
yeah,
you might run into that problem. But cats that been in the game for a minute understand the game.
I play new music when I'm on my... This how I used to... Cause, you know,
grab the mic right there. Let me hear you say that.
Let's see, that's what they say. So, like, you know what I like about the City Girls is, like, I get 20 minutes
uh-huh.
to DJ before they come out.
Okay.
Of course, I charge, but I always take an independent artist. Like, right. It's like, all right, you pay me. And I'm going to show you I'm going to play your shit in an arena or a festival. So forget a club with 200-400 people. I'm going to play this bitch with thousands of people.
That's nice.
And I'm going to say your name. And I'm going to record it with my phone. Then I'm going to put my phone down. I make sure I record it. Then I'm going to bring them out. So when I see you that video and you see your shit play, I'm going to show you the computer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to show you the crowd. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put it on myself and say your name. And they be like, boy, I love you, OG. Because now I've been DJing for a long time, so I ain't one of the ones I'm not hyped by. Playing a new future right quick to make everybody go crazy or playing it like, no, nigga, I'm a real DJ. I'm gonna play this new song. Of course, I'm gonna have a hit record the next follow up so they ain't gotta just be like, no, hold on, brand new Nick Lavelle, hold up, play it. But of course, I got the next one. So when I cut it off and I give you that next one, I gave you time to listen to this one.
Right.
Now you can jump to what you know, but I put it in your head. What the first song you were playing? Who you say that was? I did that.
Then it's about DJs just taking over the control again. Back in the day, DJs actually had control of what happened in the party.
Okay.
We let, you know, we, like you said, you dropped the record. Everybody, like, they waiting for the DJ to drop the new record.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So actually us taking the control again. A lot of DJs be scared because, like, oh, maybe the promoters won't hire me or nothing. But when you get into a certain lane, it's like, listen, I'm here. You paying me for a reason. I'm going to do me.
And that's another reason. That's why I'm the promoter.
Exactly.
You can't boot me from my party.
You the boss at the DJ.
You know, that's my girl at the door. You can't.
Hey, I'm you on. I used to make DJs play any songs that I had. If I hired you for it, because I used to hire two DJs per show I had, or whether like a party or something. And I would make them play my song 1 hour, like once an hour. You know what I mean? Like
that's
one
it?
Or 2 hours. Yeah. But thing is, I still have to be fair be understanding that. You don't obviously want to oversaturate the lane or the market. You want to make sure that your
records still create a party vibe.
Yeah, I don't want to take away from it. I don't want this to be about me, but at the end of the day, if I pay you to DJ, you're going to get me up in there.
You be like, nigga, you better play my shit at least once every hour, nigga.
Yeah, because then if they get in a rotation of doing that, what ends up happening is now when they go to them other clubs, they already doing that. So now they're doing it, and it's like, all right, cool. That didn't carry
Listen,
over.
I believe any song. And this is why I feel like the market is really unfair, because I believe any song that you play, like I could have taken any one of your tracks, and if we play it on the radio every day the same way they show love to all these other motherfuckers like 10 times, like every hour, everybody's gonna fucking jump on it. Oh, who's this Nick Novelle? Next, you get what I'm saying? So anything that you give people, they're gonna digest, they're gonna take it. But you know, but I think that the bad part about it is that they monopolizing this shit. Like, they're only keeping just a few motherfuckers in that circle. And that's what I'm trying to say. You know, we kind of need to break out from that. That's why a lot of these stations like us and Stamp the Streets and all, you know, Strong Arm, like, we not conform to what these motherfuckers do out there. Like, we do what we want to do out here, and we showcase artists and showcase people from all over. No matter what you're doing, we giving it to you raw and uncut. So I like that. So keep doing what y'all do. Let me ask you, is there anything since you've been doing this game that you kind of like ran into like a brick wall or something negative that happened to you that you could learn like a hard lesson from? Like you said, oh shit, I got to be careful. Can't do this anymore. Anything you ran into?
Yeah, I mean, I always run into brick walls because
you
have people who act like they want to see you be successful or act like they excited for you, and really they not. Or if they are, they want you to win. They just want you to win more than them. Ooh. They don't want you to get more wins.
So
than
you
them.
run into a lot of people
like
that
all the time, even with other artists. Thing is, you an established artist. Some of these artists are already popping off, but feel like it's not enough room for another artist to come in and get their shine on.
Bill Gates ain't mad if Oprah making money or you know what I'm saying? Like people with money ain't mad.
But that's I call it like poor behavior. Because the rich don't act like that. They don't. Once you up there, it's like, hey, we arguably trying to figure out how we can work together to make more money. You know what I mean? And that's how you would think that some people would feel like that. But, you know, and it don't even just be artists. It be managers. It be like curators. It be all type of people. Because this is what it is. If people can't use you the way they want to use you, they feel like you're useless.
Okay.
And I don't allow people to handle me any type of way. So since they can't handle me a certain way, now they don't want to deal with me. And that is what it is.
So basically they try to get out as much from you as they can.
Yeah, at for free or at low cost.
Right.
First, I want you to do a show for free, but then want to go pay somebody else. Like, what you think I got? Like, you think I just, like, I don't live there? Like,
I think that happened in Live. Shout out to Lewis Oliver. That's my brother now, you know. And, you know, but I saw somebody do a post. What's them, like, two kids that got that wild hair, dude?
Island Boys.
Island Boys, right? And so I just saw a post. I don't know how true it is. But they paid them, like, I think $5 stacks just to get off stage and do a song, right?
Right.
And the crowd booed them. The crowd was like, oh, boo, they suck. But there's a lot of local artists here. Briscoe, shout out to Briscoe. Shout out to, you know, a bunch of, like, local cats that's out here. Ball Greasy. Like, that's doing it. And they haven't put them on stage like that.
I don't know how Ball Greasy ain't really like, because he got some.
Come up on the mic. What you say?
Okay, yeah, I'm going to say, he good now.
Right. Now, Ball Greasy big time now, but I know what you're saying. Like,
yeah,
what I'm saying is they don't show that love. Because we got a lot of, we got a, like, Ghost Rider, Briscoe. There's a bunch of cats that are.
Briscoe from the
Like, what's my man, the one that did the song with, I can't think of my man. There's a couple of cats here that, like, are doing it, but they're not giving them that type of exposure. But then you bring in these island boys on stage and they suck.
Yeah. It's really, honestly.
Is it like that in your city? Like, let me ask you how your city's working.
Of course, especially Detroit. Detroit is a crab in the barrel. You bet not be better than me. I might kill you. It's so bad in Detroit.
And isn't that like what Eminem?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. But Eminem, see, that you couldn't stop Eminem from being successful because he wasn't in your lane.
Okay.
He wasn't attacking the crowd. He didn't go after the crowd that everybody else. That's what it is. People are fighting for crowd, fighting for fans, and it's like we all fighting for the same fans, but it's like, why are we fighting for the same fans? Fuck that. I'm not about to, like, it's enough room. They can like my music and yours. They can play 5 records from 5 different artists and still be excited.
What's the vibe in Detroit? Is it more trap, more hip-hop, more R&B? What is it?
Oh, it's full-blown murder.
Just straight rap trap?
Yeah.
Talk about
the thing about Detroit, you have the mentality. Like,
yeah, he still lives there.
The people think that.
Okay.
You can meet an artist in Detroit that has a local buzz.
Okay.
Because we support our local artists there really big.
Yeah, so yeah.
Our local artists get more support than actually mainstream artists.
For real?
Yeah, so if you go to Detroit, you're going to hear, you know, the local art, the hottest local artists. That's what you're going to hear in all the strip clubs, the clubs, right on the street.
We're not playing mainstream.
That's hot, though.
So,
okay, that's a plus. That's a plus.
But then it's rappers. Like, so they get big. They get big in Detroit, and it's like they get the mentality like they're, you know what I'm saying? They get caught in just that bubble.
Yep. Uh-huh,
they don't never get outside of Detroit. So you'll talk to them and they'll walk like they was Jay-Z because they feel like they're Jay-Z in Detroit, but they'll step out of Detroit and it's like nobody know who they is.
I used to argue with rappers. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because I used to do school tours with Detroit rappers and the rappers, they could just come out off their name and the students are going to yell. I had to come out like damn near with my shirt off, and it's just because I'm coming out. I got to like level the playing field because I'm not giving the fair shot. Like,
right.
The DJs, once again, they have the control to play the music. DJs feel like they don't want to play R&B. That's what a lot of DJs say.
Okay.
They're in the strip clubs, they're in the clubs, and their mindset, no one wants to listen to R&B, so they're not playing it. So it's hard to break your music as an R&B artist in Detroit. So now I got to do all type of shit.
So you
got
to do a little extra.
Yeah.
So, are the strip clubs in Detroit like the strip clubs in Miami? I don't know. Cause y'all been to the strip clubs in Miami?
Yeah,
oh my bad. Man. Hold on. Oh, my bad.
I don't know.
Are they the same though? Like, cause I know my listen.
No, I don't think anything compares to
Miami,
yeah. Atlanta, Houston. I think in their lane, y'all are in lands.
Cause I'm gonna tell you, I've been to other states. They don't compare. I ain't gonna lie. Like we got it going on down here. I'm not gonna lie.
Baddies. We got some baddies in Detroit.
They got some.
They baddie. But what I'm saying is, do they compare? Like down here, it's a free for all. Like it's 100% a go. Like
I'm gonna tell you this though. This is something that I realize. A lot.
He like what?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of girls, a lot of strippers, they go to Detroit to dance though.
They do. Pantheon.
Okay.
A lot of girls from Houston.
They'll leave to go to Detroit.
They go to Detroit. So I ain't gonna lie. Our strip club scene is huge.
It is.
When you say compared to like Miami, it's like I can't. Cause I ain't gonna lie. I've only been to like 1 or 2 strip clubs in Miami. So
okay.
I honestly don't.
Which
know
ones?
Them. I've been to KOD and G5.
Okay.
Yeah. So those are the only spots I've been to. So. And those were years ago. I haven't been to a strip club in Miami in like 3-4 years. So
okay.
I wouldn't know.
All right. So let's do this. We about to wrap it up. We got this last joint.
Let's get it.
We got Nick Lavelle with this last joint called Bad Bitch.
Yeah.
Speaking of strip clubs, Bad Bitch, right?
Yeah, that's the one, though. That's the one they got to get in the clubs.
And that's that one right there.
Talk to me about this before we drop this one. Talk to me about this one before we drop
it. So I was just, you know, trying to be different on the record, trying to, you know, go a different approach.
Uh-huh.
You know, everybody got their perception of what a bad bitch is, so I kind of wanted to switch it up. So in the record, I am talking about the inner beauty of an individual opposed to the outer beauty. So, ooh, you know, things that you possess.
See,
as
you
a
trying
woman
to use the Jedi mind trick on niggas.
You know what I'm saying? Try to throw that ass all a little, yeah, you know, some manipulation. But hopefully, you know what I'm saying, people definitely do. Well, women have been very receptive to the record. You know, I've been doing like a bad bitch challenge where I had a lot of women from all over the country dropping videos and just showcasing stuff about, you know, having their degrees, having their own car.
I was going to say, have you had any negative feedback because you use the word bitch? You know,
personally, no. Nope. I can honestly say not to my knowledge.
Okay.
You know, this is actually a record that was like really well received.
Okay.
You know, so I'm excited. And it's a good
blend. I'm excited to hear it. Go ahead and introduce it. Let's blast
it
off.
What's up, you guys? You know, this is Nick Lavelle back and another one. You know what I'm saying? So this is Bad Bitch. You feel me? Make sure y'all tap in all the way. All
right, let's do it. Let's do it.
Got another one. Turn the beat up. Let me get in my zone. Woo! Yeah. Go. Hair done, nails done, feet done. Don't need a job, but she keep one. Got her own whip, no lease on. Got her own crib, no keys on. I pull up to the club with a bad bitch. I pull up to the club with a bad bitch. Pull up to the club with a bad bitch. I pull up to the club with a bad bitch. First class, Chris OT with it. Just finished school and she teach with it. She only make moves that she make sense. She don't talk much, she don't need it. I pull up to the club with a bad bitch. I pull up to the club with a bad bitch. I pull up to the club with a bad bitch. I pull up to the club with a bad bitch. Pull up again. Turn the beat up. Let me get in my zone. Woo! Yeah. Go. Hair done, nails done, feet done. Don't need a job, but she keep one. Got her own whip, no lease on. Got her own crib, no keys on. I pull up to the club with a bad bitch. I pull up to the club with a bad bitch. Pull up to the club with a bad bitch. I pull up to the club with a bad bitch. First class, Chris OT with it. Just finished school and she teach with it. She only make moves that she makes sense. She don't talk much, she don't need it. I pull up to the club with a bad bitch. I pull up to the club with a bad bitch. I pull up to the club with a bad bitch.
I like them bad, I like a b**ch in her bag. I like a b**ch that can brag. She been in school, she don't be f**k with fools. She barely f**k with a dude. Know that she got it, I know that she get it. I swear she be popping like she want the smoke. I keep a baddie afloat. All in the sex and she flexing like she wanna go. She like to twerk but she classy. She like to f**king get nasty.
Regular.
Got her own bag and she flash. Cop the new whip, now she doing the dance. Bought a new crib, now they all on her ass. Know how you get when you all in your bag. Know how you get when you talking the cash. Know how you get when you walk with that shit. You be talking that they be calling you rich.
Holla, I slept out cause she gorgeous. She take it like an order. So I'm up when I'm bored.
Ooh.
You know how I get when I horse. All of my b**ch important. They like the torch, I call them scorching, scorches.
Hair done, nails done, feet done. Don't need a job, but she keep one. Got her own whip, no lease on. Got her own crib, no keys on. I pull up to the club with a bad bitch. I pull up to the club with a bad bitch. Pull up to the club with a bad bitch. I pull up to the club with a bad bitch. First class, Chris OT with it. Just finished school and she teach with it. She only make moves that she make sense. She don't talk much, she don't need it. I pull up to the club with a bad bitch. I pull up to the club with a bad bitch. I pull up to the club with a bad bitch. I pull up to the club with a bad bitch.
Yeah, I like that, my brother. Definitely, man, definitely. Round of applause. Oh, man, yo, round of applause, that's definitely, I like that. And like, I actually, you got a video for that, huh?
Yeah, definitely.
Am I going to see some bad bitches in the video? Like, what's up?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, I'm looking forward to seeing, because it sounds like you talking about some bad.
Yeah, I got some girls from Miami in the video, actually, too.
Ooh, okay,
two
okay.
One time, too.
All right. You shot it down here?
Shot it in Atlanta, but some girls
from okay,
Atlanta,
so you shot it ATL. So where you living at now? You are in ATL? So you in ATL, okay.
Yeah.
So you feel like ATL is a good place for you to kind of like...
Yeah, it's good for like my family, okay. Children.
Okay.
So I live in a really great area.
Okay,
in
good,
like
good,
northern
good.
Northern part of Atlanta, so good school system, just a good foundation for what I got going on. A couple of my businesses are
okay
based out of Atlanta, so.
That's great. No. Keep doing what you're doing, my brother. I love what you do. Are you promoting in Atlanta, too? Are you doing parties in Atlanta?
I'm not. I actually just bought a club.
Ah.
Yeah, so we're doing our grand opening in March.
What kind of club is going to be?
It's a nightclub.
Oh, nightclub,
like lounge, nightclub.
Okay,
lounge.
Nice, yeah. Nice. So,
yeah, I just
okay.
came in as an investor, so.
Nice. Definitely, so when I'm in Atlanta, I'm gonna definitely come check it out.
That's what I really hope, you know, that I can keep building these relationships, and then when you guys come to Atlanta, I can make sure I can give y'all the same hospitality.
Oh no, no, trust me, I got some brothers that's out there that, you know, I go out there from time to time, so that ain't a problem for me. But definitely, I like that, man. Slick.
What's up?
Talk to me, man. You still in Michigan? What?
Yep, I'm still in Michigan. Yeah,
okay.
Before doing a lot of traveling, but all right, being in Michigan still. Yep.
There you go. All right, y'all keep doing your thing, man. Shout out to y'all. Any last words before we get out of here? Like, what would you like to, like, you know, tell, like, give one piece of advice to anybody that's in the game right now that's trying to break out into this music. What would you tell them?
I mean, I know it's cliche to say, like, never give up, but it's like, honestly, I think
that's the truth, though, right?
It's the truth, but I say take every shot, because you miss every shot you don't take.
There you go.
So get after any opportunity. A lot of times we think about, oh, I'll get another one. You may not get another one. So the ones you get, take advantage of it. Don't procrastinate. You know, that's just a life lesson I had to learn. Procrastination is definitely a way to, you know, a first flight to failure.
Mm.
So you definitely want to make sure you're not procrastinating. You know, and I know you said one thing.
Go ahead, just an overall. You could elaborate
vibe
on that.
Vibe about, you know, in general, just what to do. And keeping your face clean.
Okay.
Building your rapport with people.
That's very important. Because names are very important in this business. Like,
yeah,
you know, if you get that bad...
Even if you get one bad stain, now you got to fight to get that stain off. And then after you get that stain off, now you got to go back to convince people who you are. And it's tough.
Yeah. But no, you're doing... Like I like what you're doing. You look like a young brother that has his mind on right, that has his business sense. Like you said, you know, you got your background together, like your business is together. So
yeah,
that's what you look like. And like I said, Slick, same thing to you, man. You look like y'all doing your thing. And of course, shout out to the brother in the back right there, Rama, man. You know, the one and only, man. Yes. The one and only right here. But any shout outs to anybody? Y'all like to shout out anybody?
Man, I don't even do shout out. I mean, I don't, because I just be like,
you don't want scared. You don't want to forget somebody. They're like, nigga, you ain't shout me out, nigga. What the fuck?
Yeah, that's why I just keep it. Hey, everybody that support me, I appreciate every single individual. You know what I'm saying? I just, you know, pray God continue to bless me and my family and keep us safe. You know what I mean? Anybody
there,
we don't want no smoke with nobody. We, you know, we just trying to make it. Provide for our family, create generational wealth.
Beautiful. How about you, Slay? Any last shout-outs to anybody?
Nah, man.
Just say fuck it.
Man, listen.
Does anybody, love?
Hey, only thing I can say is, man, never be scared to be yourself. Never be scared to be
yourself.
There
you go.
That's why.
There you go. I love it. Love it. Love it. Like I said, much respect to you brothers. Much success to you brothers. I know y'all got a promo tour going on down here, and I know y'all going to hit, like, the different spots today, so be safe out here. You know what I'm saying? Be safe. You know? Now, I know I don't want to say too much because the wives might be listening, but, you know, some of the spots y'all going to, you know,
be safe.
Yeah, that's it.
Got you.
So with that being said, man, shout out to y'all brothers right here. Shout out to my brother right here, sister right here. You know, they sitting out here nice and quiet. Rama, any last words you want to say? Anything you want to say before we get out of here, brother?
You know, like, man, I feel good. We hungry.
There you go. So we're going to end it with this song again, Bad Bitch. Y'all have a good one. Keep it locked right here, excitementradio.com. We out. Peace.
Turn the beat up. Make it in my zone. Woo! Yeah. Go! Hair done, nails done, feet done. Don't need a job, but she keep one. Got her own whip, no lease on. Got her own crib, no keys on. I pull her to the club with a baby. I pull her to the club with a baby. Pull her to the club with a baby. I pull her to the club with a baby. First class, Chris OT with it. Just finished school and she teach with it. She only make moves that she makes sense. She don't talk much, she don't need it. I pull her to the club with a baby. I pull her to the club with a baby. I pull her to the club with a baby. I like them bad, I like a b**** in her bag, I like a b**** that can brag. She been in school, she don't be f- with fools, she barely f- with a dude. Know that she got it, I know that she get it, I swear she be popping like she want the smoke. I keep a baddie afloat, all in the sex and she flexing like she wanna go. She like to twerk but she classy, she like to f- and get nasty.
She's regular,
got her own bag and she flash. Cop the new whip, now she doing the dash. Bought a new crib, now they all on her ass. Know how you get when you all in your bag. Know how you get when you talking the cash. Know how you get when you walk with that sh- you be talking it, they be calling you rich.
Hold up, I snap back when she go.
gorgeous. She take it like an order. So I'm up when I'm bored. You know how I get when I horse. All of my b**ch important. They like the torch. I call them scorching scorches. Hair done, nails done, feet done. Don't need a job, but she keep one. Got her own whip, no lease on. Got her own crib, no keys on. I pull up to the club with a bad bitch. I pull up to the club with a bad bitch. Pull up to the club with a bad bitch. I pull up to the club with a bad bitch. First class trips, whole team with it. Just finished school and she teach with it. She only make moves that she makes sense. She don't talk much, she don't need it.